I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Ladies and gentlemen, real quick, just want to shout out some spots. Like I told you, September 9, 10, and 11, I'll be at Mohegan Sun at the Comedy Club.
Oh, Mohegan Sun.
With my friend Jessica Kirsten. 13 and 14, I'll be out in Houston with my friend Mo Ammer shooting his Netflix
special. Oh, Mo Ammer!
That's right. 15 through the 18th out in Denver, Colorado at Comedy Works. Come check me out. Hit me up at Cypher Sounds. You know what it is. I'm loving all the fan appreciation of my Instagram reels and my TikToks. Thank you so much. And I'm going to start getting on that Discord.
Yeah,
Rosenberg, yeah. I like what you're doing with your YouTube.
Trying.
I respect that. I'm going to try to get on that as well. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah, go subscribe to my YouTube, guys. I'm up there doing stuff every few days. Rosenberg yeah. Radio on the YouTube.
Rosenberg Radio.
And the Twitch.
Now, here's the deal. I want to send a shout-out or a request. If you're a fan of Cypher Sounds of Rosenberg on Hot 97, be our guest.
Be our guest. Say it, tell Jason.
Producer 40,
ooh,
you are the best.
Ooh.
And an amazing breast, whatever it was. 40, I'm talking to you. We've had many discussions in the past. We know you're a one-up fan.
You think he's still listening now?
Somebody will tell him.
Okay.
40, I don't know what the drama is. I don't know what the confusion is. Let's talk it out on a hip-hop platform level. Let's talk. You're a fan. We're fans. You think we hate Drake. You think we're against you and OVO.
No.
We're not. We've had clashes over different reasons, mostly Rosenberg and Drake.
And mostly music. Nothing deep.
There's no better platform in this hip-hop world where you could come and just talk with the guys.
Because I'll say this about Drake and myself. Nothing's been deep enough that we can't talk about it. It's not deep. This ain't deep. I'm not costing you money. You're not costing me money. I'm not disrespecting your family. You're not disrespecting my family. This ain't deep. Syph, aren't those the rules?
Those are the rules.
There's no money being lost. There's no family disrespect. This ain't deep. Let's get 40 on here. We know Drake's never coming on here. But although maybe, who knows? Let me not say that. Drake and 40 should come on, but we would love
any criticism we have is through love. You remember 40, there was a situation on my Instagram and we had a chat about it and I instantly did what you asked me to do. I support you guys in every which way. There's no really which way I can support. I'm not on the radio no more. I fucking saw Drake and Future in Vegas. It's love, but it's also the love that we used to have on the same level is now you guys are mega rich. That's the only difference.
Only difference. Now,
it's boil it down to hip hop. Let's talk. I don't give a fuck about if Elliot Wilson be sucking the skin off your dicks. I don't care if there's other people out there who talk shit about you. This is hip hop. This is where we talk.
No, in fact, this only counts if you say in this thing we call hip hop.
In this thing we call hip hop.
That's the number one. That's the true school way. You always, yo, in this thing we call hip hop, this culture we call hip hop.
Anyway, just I'm saying all that because I'm just sick of the fucking Cold War.
You think there's a Cold War? Do you think there's a Cold War?
There's something.
I know.
And listen, I understand it with everyone else. I think you just grouped us up into this whole bunch with everyone else.
No, I think we'll get into it more later. I think Drake has reasonable cause to think I'm a fuckface. But mm-hmm. I think if he were to look at perspective, if he were to jump into my shoes, I think he'd think I have reasonable perspective to think he's a fuckface.
Can we play a game of jump in the other shoes?
Ooh.
Let's play a game of jump in the other shoes.
Now listen, when you jump in my shoes, Drizzy, you're going to not be comfortable because they're just some like regular Jordans. When I jump in your, you know, diamond studded Versace loafers. Cushion loafers, I'm sure it's going to feel amazing. I'm never going to want to get out of their shoes. But
Let's jump in other shoes. That's all I wanted to say. 40, I know you're out there. Mr. Morgan, 40, Future, Oliver, whoever listens to this. Do me a favor, man. What is it going to fucking hurt? We'll put it all on Patreon so that the world won't even see it unless they... No, they probably don't want that. I don't know. I don't know what you want. Just, can we have a talk, please? Please.
Say please one more time. They'll say yes.
Please. Let's have a talk.
All right, now. Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And I have a present for Sife.
Is it for me?
For me? To think I could have
almost died. Go help us. Hey, Miss Donda. You run into my mama, please tell her I said say something. I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as heaven's trumpets. No after over, this is it done. If there's a heaven, you would think they let you speak to your son. Maybe she has in the form of a baby's laugh I heard passing by in a stroller, reminding me, hey, keep rolling, oh no. Maybe she has with the prick of a blade of grass I've been laying on way too long, got me itchy, got up and roamed a little more. Miss Donda, you see my mama, tell her I'm lost. You see, she'd always light a cigarette, we talk, I would cough, exaggerating a little bit so she get the point, trying to get her to stop smoking. I would lead and fire up a joint till I quit, started back up again. 20 years later, all that time, y'all thought a nigga was high, thought I was crazy. My mama, she ain't cut no corners, got me back on track. I don't miss her overstepping, but do miss her showing seven civilian life shit. Miss Donda, see my mama whisper her this. The real reason I was geeked to go to church, must confess. When y'all grown-ups would be in Bible study, that girl helping me with my homework, her and I were fucking so pure and perverted, so spirit spinning and dirty, so on, so on and so on. We hope that no one heard it. Shh, shh. And to this day, I think her mama knew, but let us explore. Miss Donda, you see my father, please ask him why. He never married, always smiled, but was he happy inside? Because I carry my mother's name, did he carry shame with him? I'm sure she did it out of spite, was her decision at birth. Shit, she probably would hurt. Ah, poor baby, two young people with different views, a lot for a young lady. No coincidence, they both passed away from heart conditions. There's a dissidence at play, dad and mom do hard division. 3,000, poster child for big dick niggas raised by their mothers. I'm supposed to smile as if God knew that I would be trouble. Keeps me around for what I don't know, but I do know that it's crucial that we do so pronto. I don't know how much long though. Mama, your son in the red hat had suffered setbacks, had shouldn't have said that's had made everyone mad. He made 808, so he's everyone dead. No, he ever gets that hope. Tyrone spider short, close my eyes, I can see more.
Now, nobody punking me, nobody. I was just sent this today. DJ Cass One sent this morning.
Uh-huh. So that's not on the album?
That's not on the album. No. Uh-huh. There's somehow 26 songs, I believe.
Right.
But somehow the Andre 3000 minute and a half fire 3,000 verse, not on the album.
Who knows? That whole it's all a shabacle.
That's not a word, a shabacle. That's not a thing.
What do you mean? We use plenty of words that aren't words. It's a word, shabacle. This whole Kanye process was a shabacle.
I feel strongly that's not a word.
It's not a word before. It's a word now.
Shabacle.
Shabacle. The whole situation was a shabacle.
Did you listen?
Not all of it. I got through most of it. That's why I thought maybe I missed that one towards the end.
Yeah, it is a shabacle, confirmed. But
it's a shabacle.
Listen, it's a mess. There's great. You know what's funny to me? Did you listen to the Drake?
Also skim through.
What makes the Kanye good is what makes it bad, and what makes the Drake good is what makes it bad.
Okay. You wanted to go into some esoteric shit today.
Yes, the Kanye is at its best because he's crazy and he lets it all out, and you have these moments that are really high that hit you like, yo, that shit. Like, I think Jail is fucking fire. That opening to the first record with Jay, crazy.
Okay.
But then, because he's so out of control, he has no discipline, doesn't edit the album at all, and it's a fucking mess. Let's just be honest.
I don't know. I look at it as art.
Yeah, and that's a nice thought. That's Kanye's idea. If I just do shit, it's inherently art. But it's like, yeah, but even good art, you know, even the best artist.
Who are you to judge what's good and what's not?
Well, the listener is to judge. We are to judge. We judge.
Did I turn purple?
No.
I'm purple on my side.
No, you look normal here. The Drake album is good in that he's focused. He stays, you know, he's very disciplined. He never seems out of control. But that's also what makes his projects kind of boring. It's the same tone almost the entire time for 20 songs.
That boy, or the boy needs some friends.
Yo, bruh.
He needs some friends, man.
Yo, speaking of friends, you want to talk friends? You want to talk friends?
Yeah.
Asher Roth just joined us.
Look at this.
Big friends.
Big friends. Big friend vibe. What's up, Asher?
Asher Roth.
Bro, Syph, that's such a funny. It's so funny. I feel that way about kids in entertainment often.
What? Need friends?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're hard to come by.
His whole shit is, okay, yes, they are hard to come by. You meet a lot of people in this game. They are trying to steal from you in every which way, from the top executives of the world to the bottom level hoes in the strip club or wherever you. But everything is like loyalty. It's only me and my team from day one. No friends. It's like, bro, you got to meet a couple new people. You got to say hello to, you got to make some new friends.
If you open that up a little bit, like, one of the reasons that Drake and I have always had a rocky relationship is that he never likes me being critical of him. It's like he wanted me because he knows that I know what he's like as a person, and he knows that I know what his loves were in hip hop. What do you say?
You see him.
And he knows that, and he wants me to just accept everything he does as great. And it's like, but I can like you and think you're a cool dude and know that you know classic shit and you respect the craft. But that doesn't mean the reason you respect my opinion in the first place is because you saw me be critical of other people. Now you don't want me to be critical of you. So then you make it all about your own team, and they all love all your shit.
Everyone has different tastes. I like one song more than I like another. It doesn't mean your shit is whack. You know what I mean?
And by the way, why would you think that the style that you've been so successful with? Come on, you know Peter Rosenberg wasn't going to love that style. It wasn't for me. You weren't making it for me. That's okay. You know what I'm saying?
And that's okay.
And that is okay. And by the way, it's a perfect
day. How are you, Asher Roth? Are you okay?
I'm good, man. I'm happy. I mean, I'm a little bit obviously under the radar, but I dropped two. You know, some people would say Greenhouse was better than Certified Lover Boy, you know?
You know, that's facts.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. That's okay. Ashroth has his people who were waiting upon Greenhouse 3, and it came out on Friday. It's streaming everywhere. But
I will say this, with respect to the audience being the critic and essentially our boss, you know, a lot of people don't know how that record was made, right? And if the story didn't get told that, like, we were on Discord and we worked with all the fans and followers and we made this project together, there are going to be listeners of my stuff that, like, you know, Peter, to your point, Seared Foie Gras with Quincen Cranberry, just kind of rap head shit, like nerding out on kind of stuff that's a little bit more inaccessible. If that's what they were looking for, they might have heard Greenhouse 3 and been like, what is this? I don't like this. You know? And that's okay.
And that is also okay. Now, Asher, we started the show talking about Drake and Kanye. Drake came on the scene after you, shortly thereafter. Did you guys cross paths on the road or no?
We crossed paths at the Spike TV awards. I mean, Drake probably wouldn't even remember, you know?
No, you know what's funny?
He would.
He would.
He definitely would.
He would.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I remember. We met at the Spike TV awards or whatever it was, and he like hugged me, like held me close, you know?
That's very him.
We talked about this recently. I ran into him in Vegas a couple months ago, and he gave me so much warmth, love, a big pound hug. Everything was great. And then that look away, when you're like, is there anyone else I can talk to? The look away. And I was like, oh, I'm at look away status.
By the way, I got look away the other day. I got look away the other day by someone who is far beneath me in status. I was like, wow, the look away is crazy. Because you don't just get look away'd by people who are above you on the totem pole.
No, not at all.
You get look away'd by people below you on the social totem pole because they see an opportunity to take a step higher than you.
Right.
They're like, right. Hold on. I'm lean. You know what he did? He leaned on me. He put his foot on my head to try to step up to grab to the next.
Wait. Talk to me about this. So the look away is when you're in a social setting. You say hi to somebody else and you're looking to go have a conversation with somebody else. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, you've been in a situation where you haven't seen someone in a while and you say, what's up? You give them a pound. Hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? What's up? What's going on? Yeah. And then the conversation like kind of stops because you're not that cool or
right.
Maybe you used to be that cool. And then it's often happens a lot more in club scenes. Because the music is on.
Totally.
So in order to talk to somebody, you got to get right up on their ear. And they're like, oh, okay, you good? Yeah, I'm good. And then they like.
And then they start this.
Look past you, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's not even, maybe not even looking at anyone else specifically, but just looking to like, the conversation is over.
Yeah. And I mean, what is there to be said, you know?
What is there to be said? But the funny thing was, this one the other day was, he comes up to me. And is like, hey, and I'm like, oh, hey, and I know this person. I remember him now. I've known him for a long time, you know? And he chats with me for a second and then sees my coworker, who in this world is bigger than me and an attractive woman. And he just immediately, I mean, the level of glam that he jumped to. So I was just like, oh, okay. I mean, like he couldn't get through the first sentence with me before needing to take that opportunity to try to say, and I get it. Like, I wasn't even mad. I wasn't, like, hurt. I was like, I get it. I want to talk to her, too. I understand. But I was just like, damn, I wish my message to people is do a better job with the look away. You got to just show people enough respect to ease into the look away. You can't mid-sentence forget you were even talking to the person.
Or be straightforward. Can I get back to you in 1 second? I really need to speak to so-and-so. It's something important. And no disrespect. I'm just going to step over here. It's hard to do that.
It's very hard. So yeah. I wasn't mad. I was just like, damn, that was a really tough look away I just took. Funny thing is, I didn't even want to talk to you in the first place. I didn't even want to talk to you in the first place. And you still dissed me.
this is a big conversation. I mean, like social interactions and talking to people that where there's really no conversation to be had, but there's etiquette. There's a lot going on here, guys.
Yo, I hate, there's so much of that.
Social cues are produced at Billy June. Oh. Oh my God. Horrendous.
Look at him. Look at this. Look at this freak, by the way. Oh my God. Look at him. Just
your social cue game, Billy June, is just.
You're just repugnant.
Billy, is your mic on? Asher, give me 1 second.
Dude.
Billy June, is your mic on?
Now it is.
Do you not feel the awkwardness sometimes? Do you not feel it?
Yeah, I obviously do. I'm an awkward person.
But from other people, like when someone does a look away.
Yeah, and then I get away, the fuck away because I realize it.
No, he grabs their shoulder.
Yeah, and you jump up. Hey, you're not looking at me. Hey, your eyes went somewhere else. Look at me.
No.
See, so it's not true.
Billy June. This is my issue, though, is that when you talk about feeling that awkwardness, I do. And for whatever reason, especially when I was younger, I'm getting a little bit better at it as I get older. It's like I feel that I need to speak and talk and keep the awkwardness from taking over, you know? So I try to like
talk
fill in
through
those
it.
Gaps, talk through it, which is like as I get older, it's like, fuck that. I'm not doing that anymore because it's draining. But so much of the time I'll be like, I'll feel the awkwardness and be like, all right, let's fill. What did I say? Filling the awkward silence, right? Yeah. Or whatever it is. Sometimes you just got to bathe in that shit and just say, you know, it's all good. I don't need to talk. But yeah, it's tricky, man. Talking is exhausting. Conversations that really don't go anywhere just for the sense of like being polite, exhausting.
Kanye also came out this week. Did you have a Kanye story? Because obviously Scooter became close with Kanye years after the Asher Roth of it all. But did you ever have run-ins with Kanye?
Yeah, my Kanye story is just drinking out of the Hennessy bottle at the VMAs before.
Before the moment.
What, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You drank
to
out of
there.
That bottle?
I sure did.
Wow.
I sure did. Wow.
You took like a swig.
Amber Rose, technically.
Yeah, basically.
Kinda kissed Amber Rose.
I kinda kissed Amber Rose. The
yeah,
funny
that's a
thing
big
about
story.
That moment is like, it's just so funny, right? Like, and I think you guys have seen it in media as well, where just like something happens. And then when the rest of the world gets a hold of it, it turns into this much larger thing. But like being at the VMAs when that happened, it's just like, oh, it's funny. You know, it's entertaining. But then when the world got a hold of that moment, it turned into like everything.
I think you could say the same thing with the Locks Dipset.
Yeah.
Like, oh, another versus Locks Dipset. That sounds like it's going to be fun. What? History right. was made.
Right. You don't.
Jadakiss is forever solidified in the rap game, no matter what.
Like, isn't it crazy? Because when you're experiencing it firsthand and you're there, it happens all the time with like albums and shit too. Like you'll listen to something or you'll watch a show, and then like you're watching it and you're like, meh, well, like whatever. And then you hear everybody else's reactions, and it turns into this like,
yeah,
did I didn't. Something? Yeah. Did we watch the same thing? Did we read the same thing? Did we listen to the same thing? Because this did not feel that way. So the VMAs, like that moment was just like, this is funny.
I could totally see how in person it wouldn't have seemed like a big deal.
Bro, it did not feel like a big deal.
Yo, I just watched it. I just watched it the other day because we referenced it in some other thing I was doing. I don't remember what it was. Bro, it's mad short.
Yeah, it's quick.
We think of it as this 20-minute Kanye rant about him destroying Taylor Swift's career. It was dumb short. He just went up, said something, and walked off.
Yeah.
But the lore of it, the story of it is so much more wicked.
Yeah, well, there's so much.
You know
much
what I knew was a moment, though, during that Hurricane Katrina? Was it Katrina when he was like, yep. George Bush doesn't care about black people? When that happened with Mike Myers, oh, my God. I remember watching that. It's like there's a few moments in history, in entertainment history, where you know where you were than when it happened.
Yeah.
I remember watching that and go, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that felt
about to be crazy.
That felt gigantic at the time. And then the craziest part is that from like, you know, and maybe one day we'll look back at this being wrong, but in this very moment, sociopolitically, Kanye is not only light years behind Taylor Swift in how he's regarded, light years. I mean, Taylor Swift is like a beacon of progressive support for everybody awesomeness. Yo, he's behind George Bush right now. Yo, George Bush is seen as more progressive in this moment than Kanye. It's fucking, you just could never make it up, you know? And like, that's one of the things I find really frustrating. I was reviewing the Donda album this week. I've been trying to build my YouTube channel. So I went on there and like reviewed the album, and like, it's so loaded for me to talk about Kanye. I have so many different feelings about him that are like, you know, from him being an asshole to me personally, to him being an asshole in other regards, to the way that I love his music at its best. You know, like, I think Michael K asked me on the show this week, he was like, oh, like, you know, what album's better, Kanye or Drake? And, you know, how great is Kanye really? Or something like that. And I'm like, Kanye at his best? I don't know, as good as it gets, basically. Like, the best Kanye albums are, I love them almost as much as I love anything. And then at the same time, it's balanced with all this other weird shit that is so off-putting. And yet I find myself listening to it. I'm listening to it more than I'm listening to Drake. I love this fucking song, Jail. Asher, have you listened?
I skimmed through, but, you know, I was kind of in my own world. So I got like 3 or 4 joints in, and I was just like, I'm not here right now. So personally, but I also think, like, you know, when you talk about sociopolitically and stuff, I think Kanye's position is just much more complex than a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not as simple as like, he's a Trump guy. It's definitely not that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't, you know, so I'm not sure. I kind of tuned out, you know, because it just, I didn't know what was real and what was not and whose narrative it was, because things that you guys are in media, you know, you say something and it turns into something completely different. You're like, nah, that's not it. So I'm not sure.
Well, and Kanye is too complicated to analyze it at face value. The only thing I always feel safe about assuming about Kanye is just assume it's about Kanye. I don't think Kanye is.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, like, I don't think Kanye is a Trump guy. I think Kanye is a Kanye guy, and the Trump moment worked for him as he saw it.
What's the general theme of Donda, though, outside of the obvious? Is it an emotional album where he's talking about kind of like that transformation of losing a parent, or is it like a, you know, a commercial record?
It's that neither
commercial. Yeah,
it's neither. It's more, there are things about his mom, but there, it's more about the breakup with Kim probably than anything. And it's,
what's happening sonically, are there risks taken sonically, or does it sound familiar?
Yes.
Oh, there's risks.
No. The sonically, it has really great moments. And Syph and I were arguing about this when the show started, about art is art. Do it, you know, people do what they do. I agree with that. I'm as a music nerd who always wants to find like a classic album that I think is complete. In my mind, in the words of MC Light, I cram to understand. This is my Ari Melber impression. I cram to understand, as MC Light would say.
Brooklyn native, the Light MC.
The Light MC would say, cram to understand.
We should do that from now on.
The Ari Melber way of quoting hip-hop?
Like that. Yeah.
maybe you're interested in taking Lark on your go-kart, as Pennsylvania MC Asher Roth once said on his Asleep in the Bread Aisle album. But I would say that I don't understand how the album that you called Donda, your 10th album that you named after your beloved mother who's no longer with us, to me, that being the weird 26-song, like, shit mess, I find it weird. I was like, shouldn't this have been your fucking the album?
I don't even think the Donda is his mother. I think the Donda is the company Donda. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's how I looked at it.
The
company is named after his mother.
Right.
But I think it's more about the company of Kanye, the entity that exists now with Kanye's clothing and all that shit. I think that's the Donda.
Asher, I'll sum it up like this. This is the intro to the album. I am not kidding when I say I consider this to be one of the worst intros I've ever listened to.
I did hear this.
You heard it, Syph?
But yeah, I heard it. Go ahead, play it. Yeah, why not?
Do I want to annoy our entire audience? Okay.
Donda. Donda, 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 Donda,
It's a Donda, mantra, you know.
No, it's him. He Donda. Told whoever is whoever
it's
that
Selena
is.
Selena Johnson, I think.
Who?
It's Selena Johnson.
Donda. Yeah, I think so.
He said, "Hey, go in there and say Donda a whole bunch of different ways, and I'm gonna take one of those and sample it." And then
you think this is one take?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like go in the booth, just Donda a whole bunch of different ways, and I'm gonna take a piece of it for this song, and then just left.
Yo,
and that's okay.
And by the way, and that's okay. And I'll say, and I'll say this. Let me say this about Kanye. I hate that the intro. And God rest his mother's soul. Her name, I know she was a great lady. I'm not has nothing to do with Donda West. I hate that that was what he decided to do. But I will say this. If I were to ever go to a Kanye West concert again in 10 years, he comes back and he's normal and I want to support Kanye and I go to a show and the lights go out and that bullshit comes on, I'll actually be excited. Like, it can work. I just never want to hear it. But then you go from that to this. Sounds like some 80s Phil Collins fire.
Love that line.
We all liars?
Yeah.
Priors, we all liars?
Yes.
Dead ass, though, I have to say this. For all the people you brought in there, when I made this song, I would have been like, yo, we got to get Phil Collins to add his vocals to yours. And they wait the whole song for drums. Do the In the Air Tonight and actually have fucking Phil Collins come in on the drums. The drums that they end up eventually bringing in are not In the Air Tonight.
Well, he always said, even on Wild Ev, he said his drums don't knock. His drums don't knock. Never do. Not the way he wants it to.
I will. Did you listen to the 504 and really got off on Off the Grid?
Bro, Kanye, the thing about Kanye that a lot of people aren't talking about is he brings the best out of people.
He does. He does. I'm not fighting
what
that.
What is happening in the studio with Favio? I mean, I love Favio. All his records hype me up, but he came into a moment on this
no,
album.
No, Favio.
Everyone's talking about him on this one.
He bodied. He really
I know
did.
People that never even heard of him until this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're outside
like,
New York?
Who's this Favio? Who's Favio? I was like, ugh. No, in New York.
Really?
Gotta show up on game day.
Well, I'll say this. People showed up on their features for the Kanye album. Although, I think Hove is better on the Drake album than the Kanye.
How dare you?
Did you listen to it yet?
Yeah, I heard both. I didn't know he was on Drake's album.
Did you hear the Drake verse yet?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Ash is doing his own thing. Stop asking.
Sorry. We have to cover the week's events. Hold on.
No, I'll get there. You know, I'll get there. No. I did hear Jay-Z, I think, in one of the listening parties that Kanye was throwing.
He's on the record we just played, Jail. That's the song Jay's on. I don't like him as much on Jail, but I got to say this, okay?
Play the Drake joint. We'll do a reaction video.
All right, we'll react to this. Have you seen, as bad as the intro is to Donda, Drake said, "I see your whack intro, Kanye, and I raise you the worst album cover of all time." What in the fuck?
What is it?
What in the fuck?
Is it a bunch of pregnant emojis?
Yes. Like, you, it's almost like before you even wanted, you were like, yo, I hope I make a classic here. Let me make that borderline impossible by having the artwork just be something that will never, I'm not saying no one will like it. There are stands who like it.
Drake knows that everything he does, he's at a point now where he knows everything he does will become a meme of some kind. And he's just, instead of them finding memes of what he does, like dancing in a video or some kind of reaction he has, he's like, I'm just going to make memes. Here you go. You don't even got to chop them up, guys. Here you go.
Here's the album cover.
Here's a bunch of memes for you. Just rock away.
Here's my question. How much of the album cover has to do with an album being classic? You have to have a classic album cover as well, or is it just purely off the music?
I'll say covers aren't that important, particularly in the streaming era. But
can
I will
you name a classic album that had terrible album.
Yo, Syph, we talked about this. We just had this conversation. What did we come up with as being the best example of great album, bad cover?
I don't remember. I know DMX album covers are not great.
No, DMX album covers are not great.
I don't want to see him dripping in blood.
Yeah, like an X dripping in blood.
Yeah, that was tricky for me because.
The album is, you know, I mean, Jay-Z albums are covers are never really, like, Blueprint is dope on the pool table.
But
I would say typically classic albums have classic covers.
Typically,
for the most part, yeah.
I'll tell you what, you know, Kendrick has not done himself any disservice with his covers. His covers are fire. You know, like. To Pimp a Butterfly, you're like, yo, what is this? This is a piece of art on the cover.
It was, yeah.
You know, even Damn has this really unique look. You're like, what is this thing?
Sure.
Why can't I remember the Good Kid, Mad City cover?
That's the with the
in the van
sitting on the lap.
Oh yeah, that too. They're all something. You're like, oh, what is this? This is like, I think he's almost saying, fuck you. I don't even need a cover. And to which I would reply, yeah, you do. You do.
No, he is.
I mean, Van won a Pulitzer Prize, so it's like.
Who did?
Kendrick won a Pulitzer Prize.
He did. Exactly.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Professor.
Yeah,
that's what you like.
That's just pretty. That's pretty impressive, though. Especially
Asher's a fucking nerd.
No, as far as a win for hip hop and rap music,
absolutely.
Like, that's a fucking win, bro. Like,
bro,
nerd.
We've been talking about this. We've been talking about this forever.
As he pushes up his glasses.
Yeah, I guess you guys couldn't hear that he pushed up his glasses.
He went, with the finger in the middle.
That was well done. I've never seen that from you before. I don't know if I've ever seen you in glasses. Oh yeah, I have. I've seen you in glasses.
I'm getting older, baby. You know, I need to eat more Misfit carrots.
Let's hear the Jay-Z one real quick. Let's hear Jay's verse.
All right, hurry up. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here.
How do you feel about Hove use? I mean, Drake using that, by the way. Do you hear that?
No, play it again. I didn't get it here.
Previously on Ready to Die.
Oh, yeah.
Never had a lot. This is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need.
Everyone hates and loves him simultaneously.
Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking.
Oh, by the way, they're drinking 42 this entire album. Gotta drink 1942.
Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason.
Who turned their back?
Never had a lot, this is all I need. Lost individuals is all I see.
After this Jay verse, I have one important thing to play you, Syph, from this album, and then we'll call it a day.
If it comes down, it's gonna fall on me. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking.
All right, let's get to it.
Long way down taking. Point.
Best thing I could do is not build with you. Niggas want to kill me and y'all still with them. Nigga, y'all chill with them. And y'all wonder why we not friends. Best thing I could do is not build with you. When I could destroy you, that takes some fucking discipline. I could send a team to come trail you. I got a billion or two, and I know where the fuck you live. Niggas gotta chill with talking gangster. You should just thank us. Humble yourselves a little bit. This ain't the same Sean that you knew once. I don't shine shoes, This ain't what you want, nah. All that back and forth on the internet. Nigga, we don't tennis that. Y'all gotta do something, yeah. Only thing we expect now is violence. Anything besides this, we playing violence, I'm public enemy. Niggas want to kill me and y'all want me to be friendly. Niggas want sympathy after they want to end me. Be those closest to it, be the very ones to envy.
Shout out to the family. I don't want no friends no more, not many understand me. Everybody wants something. You know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. But everybody, something. You know the price of everything, but the value.
Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care.
I think it's Hov's best verse in a while.
It's a good verse.
But he, by the way, it sounds like he's the same thing as Drake.
Who's after him?
It's lonely at the top, man.
I guess so. I feel like Hov's another one.
He can't be that lonely, man.
Man, I feel like all the guys at the top in my personal life have all basically essentially in the end don't fuck with me, because if you don't, the only one who consistently fucks with me is Kendrick, who I've never badmouthed. I use badmouth very lightly, because I've never been offensive to Jay-Z. I've never been offensive about Eminem. I've never been offensive about Drake. Kanye, maybe. But once you're critical, the relationship is never fully right.
That's you got to be okay with that, bro.
I have
that's
to.
That's your position, though.
But so do they.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
They got to be okay with it, too. And it's like, why
it's not. And they're
why
not.
Can I do my job and criticize something you do, and we could still be friends? It's not personal. Sure. You know, like, I understand you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this, and maybe there's just something sonically I just don't agree with, but why can't we have the discussion? The problem is people like Drake are so big now. I remember when Mr. Morgan told me Drake is not doing any more radio interviews. He said that. He goes, I'm done. I don't need this anymore. And I go, you're going to put yourself into a bubble of just being around. I'm not necessarily saying yes, men, but you're just putting yourself into a bubble of your own like-minded people who gain from your success and don't hear any.
Well, that's why Drake only does interviews with Elliot Wilson and in England. I respect those guys. I don't mind that the way that they play it is being not super critical of him. It's just being a place where he can feel comfortable talking. Shit, I'd want a Drake interview. One of the reasons I'm bitter about Drake is because he stopped talking to us. So I definitely am bitter about that. But at the same time, I couldn't stop being critical and just be like, oh, I'm just the Drake. Oh, hoping that one day he'll show up and give me an interview. I can't do that. Especially meanwhile, you know, the music's not made for me. Why do you need me to like it? Oh, I'm a 42-year-old backpacker, okay? I think Artifacts between a Rock and a Hard Place album is a fucking classic, all right? Why do you need me to think that Take Care is a classic? I probably won't. You know, it's just kind of how it is. Now, that takes us, though, to this. Need my two friends here to listen to this. Here we go.
I'm done when I'm in my prime. Quit. I'm more like Bernie with all the earnings that they came off. Unless Kawhi wanna run it back. Other than that, the strings will be unattached. Certified lover boy, I'm not the one for cuddling or none of that. Y'all music gets watered down when you love them back. And you know what I'm on, blowing past you, owning masters. Said you like a father figure to me, but now daddy's not around, so I'm a bastard. Oh, of course, the only villain that show remorse when I owe you more. Soft spot for all of the ones that came before, I can't ignore it. I'm always trying to rekindle, from the bottom to the top, man, what's it like in the middle? From the lemon face radio host that love to be bitter, to my dogs in the game who wasn't picking the litter, for the young G's.
Saif?
Yeah?
What do you think?
What is the point of you playing that?
The ones that came before, I can't ignore it. I'm always trying to rekindle. From the bottom to the top, man, what's it like in the middle? From the lemon face radio host that love to be bitter, to my dog.
Hold on, Playboy. Mm-hmm. You think that's directed to you?
No, I don't know. But there's one of five people it could be. I've done the math on this.
Of radio hosts that have talked shit about Drake?
Oh,
show your math, dude. Show your math.
Yeah. Show your work.
Here are the people it could be. Charlamagne?
I thought he loved Charlamagne.
But
no?
I think, okay, we're going to go have it afterwards.
What did he say? A lemon face?
The lemon face radio hosts who love to be bitter.
Oh, okay. They're
Charlamagne?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ebro?
Uh-huh.
Rosenberg?
Uh-huh.
Funk Flex.
Okay.
And I guess we could throw in Envy, but I don't think Envy's ever done anything to be in his crosshairs.
And are we trying to figure out which one's face looks most citrusy?
Correct. We have to figure out who looks like 11. Well, so Charlemagne, I thought they'd made up. They had their little moment on Instagram several years ago. Apparently, Charlemagne, I think, maybe said something else about him this year. It could always be Charlemagne. We know that, right? That's that's what he does. I know Drake does not seem to ever get along with Ebro, and particularly like Ebro.
Okay. Ebro's not really lemon facey, though.
That's the thing. What is
Ebro's nonchalant facey?
I think that part of the reason I think it's me is you know the saying, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Okay.
I'm definitely bitter about Drake. I'm honest about that. I am bitter about my relationship with him. What'd you say?
Flex 2, though.
You're bitter that there's not like a friendship that blossomed from it?
I'm bitter that I feel he has expectations of me to give him the benefit of the doubt and to not say shit that he finds critical and annoying. While simultaneously, he's never done anything for me. He's never come on a show. He's never done one thing he's done plenty of things to prop up other people in the industry. Now, listen, I know that's not what I'm supposed to say. I should say there's no such thing as quid pro quo. I should say that everything everyone does is always in earnest, right?
You're right.
And the fact is, though, we're all human beings with feelings. So, you know, Kendrick, for example, I've never said shit about TDE. They've always done right by me. Now, Kendrick's made it easy because he's never done anything that there's been to criticize particularly, right? But the truth is, if Kendrick did something shitty, I might be more apt to turn a blind eye because that naturally happens over time when someone's good to you. In the case of Drake, it's like he wants you to turn a blind eye and always just be favorable, but we never have any relationship. We see each other, we catch up, we're like, why do we talk shit about each other, blah, blah, blah. Then time goes on, and the pattern repeats. So I'm being honest with myself and saying I feel bitter. I'm being honest, there is bitterness in that relationship because I feel I've always known him, and I feel he's never done shit for me. Now it certainly sounds bitter. When I say it sounds bitter. So,
well, it does sound kind of lemon facey.
It does sound lemon facey. Now, here, do you think there's a play on color of saying lemon, or is it shape?
No,
I think it has to do with like pucker,
sour face.
Sour face.
It's a scrunch up.
I do have the built-in wrinkles on my face.
You want this to be you so badly. You want abuse. You need to go to therapy, bro.
I'm in therapy.
You want this to be you. You want him to hate you.
I don't want him to hate me. But if you're going to
hate Rosenberg, bro. Heal Rosenberg.
I don't want you to hate me, but if you're going to hate me, at least can I get some notoriety for it? Instead of just having to have private, awkward conversations. I mean, he called up once and screamed at me. I was like, can you do this on the air?
Right.
What was he mad about? Just you being critical?
I was an asshole. I hated the God's Plan video. And I was like, I just crushed the video. And he was understandably upset, being like, yo, I tried to do something good and you just took a shit on it. And I understood where he was coming from. But my honest opinion was what it was at the time. I didn't like it. Is that bad? Does that make you a bad person?
No, I mean, it's just your positions, man. Like I don't want to say a provocateur, you know,
because trying to be a provocateur.
I don't think that was your intention at all. But Drake's also, all of us have to understand when you're sharing something, like, you know.
And I get it. He thought it was dope. And by the way, God's Plan turned out to be a great song. I think it's one of his best songs, right? It's a great record. And I see why what he did was cool. But I also wasn't lying or trying to be an asshole when I said I thought it was lame to go around.
Maybe you don't have to say all those things right away, because now that you think it's cool, why'd you have to say that shit in the beginning?
God's plan the video when he went around, was it Miami or something?
Yeah.
He's giving out money to strangers.
And just giving out money to people.
I mean, you also weren't alone in your criticism. It's not like you're like, there's other people kind of saying the same thing, no?
I would imagine so. It comes down to like there's some really basic tenets of charity in Judaism, right? And one of them is that you don't give people charity to their face like that. Like that's inherently egomaniacal in some way. It's putting yourself first, right? And that was sort of how I felt watching the video.
It was his black side giving out.
Not his Jewish charity. Side.
Yeah. By the way,
I say all of that to say I understand why he'd be annoyed by that, and I get why he was pissed off, and we had a conversation about it. It's cool. I just we're all human beings, and
you know that guy that was writing to your girl all those messages?
Yeah, that's me with Drake.
That's you to Drake.
Well said.
By the way, you're right.
That's you to drink. Look at you. You're writing with a pen in your hand. Look
dear
at you writing
Aubrey.
A stand leather.
In your lemon face shirt.
Hey, Asher, man. It's been an absolute pleasure, man.
Asher just won the show. Drop the mic and leave.
No, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you guys are still doing what you're doing. Obviously, I think, you know, communication, your jobs are hard ones for sure, because I'm in a similar position. I try, like when we did the Twitch stream, you know, you're giving criticism and you're giving feedback to people, but how do you do that in a constructive fashion? It's hard. It's really hard to do. And some people don't take to it that well, but I appreciate you guys as always.
By the way, you should go back and listen to some of our recent episodes. I think this would really be your vibe. Listen, like it's a very, you got the vibe of the show. This is the vibe of the show. This is every week. This is what we do.
And also, speaking of big friends, I mean, 40 gets his flowers, right? I mean, what a good friend he's been to Drake, and like, you know,
and a former Juan Epp fan.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We're gonna pre-record something to put at the beginning of this episode. So when you hear it in the beginning of the episode, know that it was
inspired
after the episode.
Sure.
And we're gonna put the word out for 40 to get on this podcast. We're gonna talk it out. We're going to talk. Drake's not coming.
No, Drake's not coming.
We're going to get 40. We're going
to
get 40.
You know what it's time for me to do, though, guys? Dear Aubrey. I just want you to acknowledge me.
Be honest with yourself, Pete. Keep going.
Come on my podcast. Tell the world that you're my friend. We used to know each other. We used to chat. We used to text about hip-hop. And then all of a sudden, you started to change. I waited outside, and you still said no.
You know that song about the other guy watching him kill another guy in the water?
Your story, I believe, is a fascinating one that hasn't fully been told. I don't know. You and I haven't discussed this. I don't know if you have plans to tell your story or if you just kind of want to let the story play out for much longer before you tell the story.
Well, you know how history goes, man. It's like history is whoever gets to tell the story. So it's probably, you know, important that at some point, at least I get to tell my perspective and my experiences. But, you know, time and a place.
So what is your life like? For those who are like, Asher Roth, y'all had Asher on the project? What's y'all digging in the crates? Y'all went back. What is Asher Roth's life in 2021?
Well, I mean, specifically broad scope is, you know, I'm really rooted in artist development. I'm here in Philadelphia. I have Sunflower Philly right outside my door, which is like this community park where it's just like kind of establishing these things that I didn't have when I was younger. So for instance, the Discord and using Greenhouse Effect Volume 3 to work with fans and followers and friends on this new project. So much of it was rooted in artist development, talking to these kids about, you know, publishing and mechanical royalties and ownership of your intellectual property. And then also taking care of this park outside, which is just a place for the community to one, get a beer, but also a place where somebody can come have their show for the first time. So a lot of my life right now, you know, no children or anything like that. Even though I'm getting up there, I look around, all my friends are familied out. I'm still kind of, you know, taking care of myself and taking care of my immediate relationships and also just, you know, taking care of other people.
I gotta tell you, Saif, that's a pretty beautiful place to be.
I love it.
Like that's,
you know,
I always felt when people would ask me about you that you seemed very comfortable with the path that your life took. I never felt a sense from you of like, I need to get back to the hype that surrounded me in 2008, 2009. I never, am I wrong? Was there a period when it was hard for you and you did miss how much people were clamoring for you, or was it more comfortable to be away from that? All right, guys, well, we got to move on to Patreon right now. If you want to hear the rest of our interview with Asher Roth, you know the deal. Patreon.com/JuanEppIsLife. We appreciate you. We're heading over there right now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.